Now what are we doing here?
Playing sabacc, I trust, said the dealer.
A tall, noseless Duros, with red watchful eyes and a droll curl to his lipless mouth. He did not seem to care in the slightest that he was in the presence of two sabacc legends.
The minimum buy-in is 20,000 credits.
Gev ignored him and continued to study Han.
You're already trying my patience, making me come to a place where I have to wear something like this.
She plucked at her clingy dress, then said,
And I'm not fond of Riftwalker either. You ask me, it's not even real sabacc.
But we like it,
Lando said, giving her a big grin.
If you're a little bit short of the buy-in, I'd be happy to front you.
Gev sighed.
That won't be necessary.
She drew a voucher chip from her clutch and passed it to the dealer.
Give me half.
The Duros glanced at the voucher chip, then gave an approving nod. He placed the chip face down on the table, on an interface pad in front of his supply of wagering tokens.
Purchasing 100,000.
He counted it out in a variety of denominations, then displayed the stacks for the overhead vidcam to record.
Subtract 100,000 from the Mirta Gev voucher.
A confirmation beep arose from the interface pad. The Duros pushed the wagering tokens across the table to Gev, and that was when Han realized there might be a problem. Mirta Gev wasn't the kind of mercenary who'd walk around carrying 200,000 credits in ready gambling funds, especially if she didn't like playing Riftwalker. And that could mean just one thing. Not only had Gev expected them to come to Valnus to hunt for Tharsten's contact, she had known they would try to level the odds by choosing the most security-conscious casino on the planet. The Krefs had anticipated them again. Or maybe they had help from a spy inside Lando's inner circle. Han moved his two antes for the next game into the appropriate pots, then glanced over at Dina and found her studying Gev with a furrowed brow. Gev might know who Dina was, but he didn't think the reverse was true. Besides, Dina hadn't even been told they would be going to the Blue Star instead of the Durellium Palace. The only thing she knew about Han's plan was that they were on Valnus to find Tharsten's contact. He leaned close to Dina's ear, then asked,
What do you think? Ever see her talking to Tharsten at the palace?
No, she said. But I only came to Valnus with him once.
Han frowned.
Then how do you know he always went to the Durellium Palace?
Dina rolled her eyes at him.
How do you think, Captain? Sometimes we actually talked.
She paused, then almost as an afterthought, added,
And he brought home souvenirs, marked with the palace's three ingots. Hats, drinks, tumblers, even a sabacc deck. Trust me, Tharsten went there a lot.
The explanation seemed reasonable enough that Han began to think he was being overly suspicious. Luke and Leia were convinced that Dina was hiding something. But even Han could see she felt bad about what her lover had done. And that alone might have been enough to explain the guilt the two Jedi were sensing in her Force presence. Then a big man dressed in the pale blue tabard of a Blue Star security guard stepped up. In his hands, he held a large white handbag that matched Dina's white gown.